గవర్నర్ అది సెకండరీ నేమ్ చెప్పేసి తెలుగు ఫస్ట్ నేమ్ ఉందని పేరు ఓన్లీ అసలు క్రియేషన్ ఇస్తారు సృష్టికర్త జగత్పతి జగదీశ్వర దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్ అరివన్ పరమాత్మ సచ్ నేమ్ సో దీస్ నేమ్స్ యాక్చువల్ ఒరిజినేట్ ఓన్లీ వన్ దిటిల్ క్రియేషన్ ఇస్తాను అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు హెల్ప్ కండిషన్ సోర్స్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ దర్ మెటీరియల్ నీడ్స్ సో ద సెకండరీ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆర్ దోస్ నేమ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ స్పోకన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ ఆఫ్ ద కండిషన్ సోర్స్ వేర్ ఆర్ ద ఫైనల్ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆర్ ద నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ స్పోకన్ బై ఫ్రమ్ ద పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ ఆఫ్ ద ప్యూర్ సోర్స్ ప్యూర్ బాడీ దట్స్ ద మెయిన్ డిఫరెన్స్ and also the secondary names of the Lord are also how the Lord sees himself in connection to the condition source in connection to the condition source the Lord also becomes Jagatpati, Jagadevi, Jai Jagadish he becomes Shishirata, he becomes Annadhara and all these things with respect to condition source and that is why these names are only present in the material world they are not in the spiritual world and spiritual world nobody is praying but they pray they are only feeling vectors. So these names being secondary names and originated from the material world and staying in the material world they cannot offer anything spiritual. That is why these names are generally taken by Tarmis and Jnanis and Yogi, the secondary names. Because their goals are all within the material world only. Whereas the pure devotee's goal is Krishna and love for Krishna. So the pure names of Krishna can avoid the living entity, Krishna Prema, they can avoid the Swarupa to the living entity, they can also avoid Krishna himself, that is the glory of Krishna's pure name. So one has to keep these things in mind while chanting the holy name, that the spiritual name that we are calling when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is inherent in the spiritual sky. And it has the ability to elevate us up to the spiritual sky. Unlike the secondary name. In fact, the pure spiritual names are eternal. It is not that, you know, Hare Krishna Mantra is like a key to the spiritual world. Once the key is opened, then you throw away the key and you can go to the spiritual world and enjoy. Not like that. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra which we are chanting now is our eternal companion. Because even the spiritual world not only conditioned souls like that, but even the pure souls, liberated souls, they also chant the holy name. It is said in Mujjara Meenamani that when Nisadamaya is sitting and looking at the road to Mathura in the evening time, the twilight hour, the trees are all on either side of the tree of Vrindavan giving shade and she is looking when Krishna is turning back. And with a great kind of spiritual anxiety with her big eyes and when she is watching, taking a deep breath, Vishwamaya is chanting, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, and she is chanting. Vishwamaya is telling Krishna's name. Similarly, we also hear when one of the groups of Vrindavan once and his brother and he entered along with her girlfriend and she heard the sound of the humming bees. She made a very sweet melodious song and that reminded her suddenly of Krishna's beautiful form and her ears were hearing Krishna's sweet sound of his flute and remembering Krishna's form in her mind hearing the sound of the bamboo bees made her rather than infected her. And now to get her up all the sakis they were all singing the names of Hari very loudly. So when she heard the name of Hari, she got up to get there. So they all love to sing the names of Hari. And Krishna sings the name of Radharani. So he chants Radharani's name and Gopi's name. And the Gopi, Gopa, everyone, they chant Krishna's name. And all the devotees in spiritual world chant Hare Krishna. So the same mantra plays there also. Everyone is singing Hare Krishna and chanting and chanting. So it's an eternal conversation which is present going on eternally in the spiritual world. The main difference is, in the spiritual world, the holy names of Hare Krishna Mantra is in the background. Why kind of service isn't there for them. Because everyone's nature of rendering service is so sweet and so loving that itself completely satisfies Krishna. And when they're rendering service like Chant the Bhagavad, they're also singing Mahamantra. Right? You hear that the bangles are ringing, the earrings are ringing, and the gopis are also coining new songs in glorification of Krishna based on his wonderful activities and prayers in the spiritual world. But the holy names are the background. In material world, the holy names are the forefront, right? Like right in the morning, immediately now, we are going to start chanting now. As soon as we get up in the morning, and we start singing, dancing, and we spend the whole morning in the singing of holy names. Why? Because we are impure, and we accept the holy name to purify our heart in our conditioned state. That is why the holy name is the forefront. And the service is the background. Because our service is tainted with material motives and fruity mentality. It's not pure enough to be offered to Krishna directly. So we begin with chanting the holy name, and we try to chant whenever possible during the day, because we want to cleanse the mirror of our heart, which is covered with the dust of so many types of impurity. But as we become more and more pure, the service to render will become very much directly appreciated to Krishna. Krishna will appreciate it. And such a kind of quality of pure service will be acceptable. Once you reach the spiritual world, one can hear the holy names there also constantly, being somebody towards it. So if holy name is our eternal companion, it's better for us to make friendship with the holy name, rather than to be averse to it, rather than to, try to do away with it. It's better for us to come face to face